Today we'll be doing Sif Chaf Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech shelo yehi davar chotetz beino uvein hakir. There must not be anything that acts as a chatzitza, as an interposition between you and the wall. V'davar kavua kagon aron v'seva inam chotetzim. However, something which is fixed in place, like the aron or like the bima, would not create a chatzitza. V'lo chashiv mechitza rak b'davar gadol shegavo asara v'rachbo arba'a. Avol davar katan lo chashiv hefsek. And the Ramah adds, based on the Avudraham, that only something which is at least 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, which is considered an independent rishus, that would be something which would constitute a chatzitza, but something smaller than that does not qualify as a hefsek. V'chein ba'alei chayim einam chotetzim, having people or having animals or things of that nature, living creatures, also do not constitute a chatzitza. Afilu adam einam chotetz, even a person. The Rama writes, v'li nered v'alei chayim chotetzim v'adam einam chotetz, v'chein nered svaras haposkim, v'efshar denafal taus basfarim. The Rama thinks that there was a mistake that crept into the Shulchan Aruch, and really it should say that animals do create a chatzitza, do constitute a hefsek, whereas people do not. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Samach Gimel says, "Shelo yehi davar chotetz shene'amar v'yasein Chizkiyahu panav el hakir v'yispalo." Right, this is based on the Gemara in Brachos, quotes the pasuk from Sefer Yeshaya, that Chizkiyahu turns his face to the wall and he davens. U'mikol makom ein ze'el lemitzah min amuchar v'leis be'isura kishetzarech l'chach mitzad docha kamakom. However, the notion that that there cannot be anything between you and the wall is only lechachila. It's ideal b'di'evad. If you're pressed for space, then you can still daven even with something between you and the wall. Let's say it's difficult to daven in any other fashion. Let's say you have a very small room that you have exactly a minyan. It's hard for people to stand without anything between them and the wall. Don't stop davening for that reason and go to a different room. But what you should do is either close your eyes or look in a sitter so you don't get distracted by the thing that's between you and the wall. Even if he's far away from the wall, like if he's in the middle of the shul, he must also be careful that there's nothing between him and the wall. However, the Prima Gadim and the Magen Giborim think that if this Davar HaChotzeitz is more than 4 amos away from you, then it's considered like an independent Rishus, and therefore it does not constitute a Chatzitza, even if it's in your direct line of sight. V'seva, umitos shelanu ho'asuyos l'shchiva, ve'in derech l'taltalan mimakom l'makom, nekroz Davar kavua ve'inam chotzitzotz, v'yeshcholken v'tov l'hachmir b'de'efshar. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokas regarding our couches or beds that we leave for sitting and for resting on, so that you don't typically move around, that they're not portable. So one opinion says that's a davar kavua because no one moves it, and therefore it does not constitute a chatzitza. Others disagree. The Mishnah Berurah says, if possible, it's better to be machmir, not to daven in front of your couches or beds either. Rak bedavar gadol ayin mitaz dechol davar shehu tzorich tfila afilu hu gadol harbe eno chashuv hefsek kagon hashulchan shebabayis shemanichan alav asider. The Taz writes that anything which is for the purpose of tfila, no matter how big it is, does not constitute a hefsek, such as a table on which you place your sitter. Therefore, it's completely acceptable for everyone to have their own personal shtender in the shul, even though it's going to be more than 10 by 4 tefachim. It doesn't matter because it's for the purpose of tila. Therefore, it's not going to constitute a chatzitza. Even if it's only 4 tefachim wide on the top and not on the bottom, that would potentially also make it into an independent rishus. Lo chashiv hefsek v'haprichadash cholik v'chein b'sefer ma'amar Mordechai kasev d'midivrei tshuvas haramam shuvu b'veis Yosef lo mashmahachi. So not all of the Rishonim and Acharonim accepted the premise that cited in the Ramah that a davar katan is not a hefsek. V'kol makom saf salim shebeveis haknesses l'chulei amal lo chashiv hefsek d'kivuam heim ayin sham b'frichadash. However, everyone agrees that the benches in a shul certainly do not constitute a hefsek because they are fixed in place. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sif Chav Beis.